Okay, some good. Actually make that great news for the retail sector in this country. StatsCan reporting that sales soared 23.7% in June to, how about this, $53 billion. That means sales climbing above levels not seen since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Deanne Brisebois is the president, CEO of the Retail Council of Canada, and joins us now here on Global News Radio. Deanne, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for being here. First of all, just how welcomed is this news by the retail sector?
Well, that's why I just said hi, because I was enjoying your intro. It's great news. We were very concerned, as everyone was, about people going back to stores and shopping for discretionary items. But certainly the June numbers are very positive and are indicating that consumers are feeling more comfortable going back into stores and also shopping online. So it's welcome news for a lot of retail businesses across Canada.
Yeah, $53 billion is an eye-popping number, to be sure. Was that better than expected or forecasted?
It was better than expected, and we suspect that we're certainly crossing our fingers and are hoping that July and August numbers show increases as well. You know, they are down from the first quarter of 2020, about 13%. But we think that the numbers are strong also in June because there was a lot of pent-up demand. And as you know, in Ontario in particular, most of the stores were closed for several months. And even when the storefronts were allowed to open, the malls had to remain closed. So we know that a lot of people had not purchased items that they wanted to purchase, that still did not want to purchase those items online. So we suspect those numbers are strong because a lot of people wanted to go out shopping to buy those goods in person.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. What exactly is driving this? Is it the actual reopening of businesses as a lot of provinces moved on to stage two and stage three of the reopening? Or was it just pent-up demand? Was there a lot of online shopping? People hadn't bought things for a couple of months, worried about their jobs and what was going on in the world with the pandemic. And has that maybe eased a little bit? People were just really eager to shop.
Yes. So the latter part of your statement, it was very much because people, there was pent-up demand. Most people were focusing on essentials during the height of the pandemic. They were concerned. They didn't know if they would have jobs. They didn't know if the government programs like wage subsidy and the likes would be extended. So when those programs were extended, when people started going back to work, when we saw the job numbers go up, there's actually no question that had a huge impact on people opening their wallets. And adding to that, you know, as that happened, there was pent-up demand. During the pandemic, as I said, a lot of folks were focusing on home, on food, essentials, the backyard, renovations, but on very little other items. So we really saw that starting to climb in May, but certainly exploding in June.
All right, I want to drill down on a couple of areas and ask you about them. First of all, the motor vehicle and parts departments, if you will, or that sector. It's up more than 50%, close to actually 54% in sales. Does that surprise you and surprise the retail industry that car sales are up that much, considering that most people have been doing a lot less driving?
No, we weren't surprised. In fact, we spoke to a lot of folks in the auto sector, and they confirmed what you mentioned earlier on, a pent-up demand. A lot of people, we had been thinking of getting a new car. So add that to the fact that low financing costs, and so that makes it easier to afford, and lots of good deals. So all of those, in fact, help bring those numbers up. So, but in most cases, the auto dealers we spoke to said that it was very much pent-up demand. And second, it's because of the low cost of carrying a new car. And so those made it extremely attractive. So they were expecting it, obviously happy that they saw it happen. But yes, it was expected.
The other category I wanted to ask you about, which I think is somewhat surprising, is clothing and accessories. They posted, how about this, just over 142% gain in the month of June. And again, is that surprising considering there's a lot of people still working from home and attending meetings by Zoom and not going into the office, that clothing is up that much?
Well, the first thing I'll say is amen, because if there's one sector that has been challenge, it is the apparel and fashion category. But no, again, we were hearing from our merchants in different parts of the country, and small and large, saying that even though people were changing their lifestyles, and as you say, you know, you're doing video conference calls, you're wearing a shirt, but you're probably wearing shorts with that shirt. So people are buying differently. But what has really pushed those numbers up is the fact that we've had great seasonal weather. So, and as people started going out, so even though they may not have been going to work, they were socializing more. They were feeling more comfortable. And as you know, in most regions of the country, they increased the number of people that could, in fact, gather. And so that made a difference. So people started to go out and they started buying more clothing. They had held back, so there was some pent-up demand. You know, it's obviously absolutely good news. We suspect we'll see that for the next couple of months as well.
Yeah, for those just tuning in, $53 billion worth of sales, retail sales in the country for the month of June. Just finally, Deanne, what does this mean for the retail sector when it comes to their viability, the viability of stores, and of course, what it means to workers and their jobs?
Well, it is key. I think that we don't always realize how big the sector is. It is, in fact, the largest private sector employer. It is one of the employers that is now hiring the largest number of employees in the digital and online sector of the industry. So there's a lot of growth. If that sector doesn't grow, that sector cannot create new jobs and support the jobs that existed pre-COVID. So it's extremely important. And as you know, over 75% of our businesses are independent businesses. They're in our local communities. They hire our kids. They support the charities in the community, the sports team, and the like. So it is it's extremely important for them to be viable, because they are part of an important ecosystem within our communities and the economy. So watching consumers go back to shopping and spending on discretionary items is extremely important.
Sure. Just finally, how on edge are some of those businesses you just mentioned when it comes to a second wave? Just how detrimental would that be if we see a second wave in this country of the coronavirus?
If we go to a second wave and we're and governments decide to go back to phase two, phase one, that may be the end for some of the businesses that have been struggling throughout the pandemic. It will be devastating, especially for small to mid-sized businesses that may not have the cash on hand to survive a second wave. So it is important for all of us to be very careful, to wear face coverings, and to respect social distancing, because that will help all of us get through the recovery and get through it faster.
For sure. Happy to have you on, Deanne, and happy to report these numbers, which is great news for the retail sector. Thanks again for joining us.
And thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure.